Less than 30 people attended the committee's meeting, but team leader and Makoni West legislator Weber Chinyadza said they had captured input from war veterans, farmers and others who attended. Chinyadza says the people's main worry is that their input is not included in the budget and that agriculture is underfunded.
What really impressed me is the situation where they were not just talking about, the government doling out inputs for agricultural purposes, but they're talking about agricultural support infrastructure in terms of the agri-bank and the dams and what have you. All those things that they should work. Government must ensure that those things should work so that it gives this kind of support which is required.
On the low turnout, he said it was unfortunate. Many do not seem to understand the role of parliament in the budget formulation process and opt to make submissions to treasury.
The people, they don't appreciate that point. They don't see that function. So they feel that actually the issue really is about the minister hearing them. So you find that actually when the minister comes, you have a better attendance than us. And yet when the minister does his budget, he has got to come for approval to us.
But Masimbaru Zvidzo of the Zimbabwe United Residents Association said his organization was unable to submit their input as they were not aware of the meeting.
No, we couldn't manage to get there in time because of the short notice.
Studio 7 saw a number of people arriving at the venue of the meeting well after the budget committee had left. The meeting was scheduled to start at 10 a.m. going up to lunchtime, but it ended around 11 a.m. Meanwhile, Treasury will commence its own nationwide budget consultations this Wednesday in Marondera. Reporting for Studio 7 from Marondera, this is Ivan Chifera.